Options involve risk and are not suitable for all investors. Individuals should not enter into options transactions until they have read and understood the risk disclosure document, characteristics and risks of standardized options. Available by calling 1-888-OPTIONS or by visiting optionseducation.org. None of the information in this presentation should be construed as a recommendation to buy or sell a security or to provide investment advice. This is part 6 of the Options Industry Council's 7-part Options Fundamentals podcast series.
I always think it's not a great idea to get too overworked with this theoretical value and volatility, because at the end of the day, what are you and I doing when we're putting on an option strategy? We have an objective in mind. We have an objective on mind. And yes, we need to know the prices to see that they're reasonably in line, I'm not paying too much or whatever for a particular option, but I have an objective. If I'm doing a strategy, I'm looking for something to happen over it. Again, the models don't make the decisions. That's your call. You make the trading decision. But as I said earlier, realistic expectation, it gives you a roadmap. It gives you something to work with. It's better than not having anything. Let's go through covered calls and income strategies. What is a covered call? Buying the stock and simultaneously selling calls against it on a share-for-share basis. 100 shares of stock, one call that equals 100 shares. Selling calls against stock that you already own is called covered writing, just a little tiny terminology thing within the industry. Why? Well, in this case, this is the one strategy we talked about, engaging in that neutral market. And we're neutral to moderately bullish. If we were moderately bearish on the underlying security, I think that takes us in a different direction of what we might want to do. So we need to be neutral. It's going to stay the same or stay within a band. And we need to have a little bit of bullish feeling because we have this stock in our portfolio. So if I'm long the stock, I probably need to be comfortable with being a little bullish. What do I hope to accomplish? I want to increase returns. We're trading in that narrow band. The stock or the market, whatever it may be, is kind of in a neutral band. What can I do to stay engaged? This is a potential strategy. I bring in income. Why? Because I'm selling a call and taking in premium against my stock. So it allows me to stay engaged, bring income, perhaps increase the return on the portfolio net over it. You also do a reduction in the stock price because you're taking in premium and you're reducing your cost basis for the stock against it. So for the example, XYZ, it's trading at 52. Our view, neutral to moderately bullish. And I want to get some extra income in the portfolio in a market that's not doing very much for me, or a particular security. So I sell a 90-day 55 strike call, and I take in $175. It's trading at 52. I sold the 55 strike. I took in $175, and what also have I done? I've given myself 3 points of upside to the stock by selling the 55. I am obligated to deliver the stock at $55 a share. So I've given myself $3 upside to cover if that stock moves up, and I've taken in 175. And in this case, just because we're going to say the stock doesn't pay a dividend. Let's get the chart out again. The stock price at expiration, what would be the stock profit and loss at expiration? All right. We know it costs $1, the short call, profit and loss. At 55, we get to keep the money because it's not in the money. Not going to get the stock taken away, probably. All right? And anything below that, we get to keep the money. I would think that if we were in this position, you and I were in this position, and we had the stock at 52, and we were looking at the stock down here, this has reduced our loss, but I think we need to reevaluate the stock here at this point in time. And then, of course, if we did the top one there, if we kept that, it reflects our $8 profit right away. But again, at that level, we have probably lost the underlying security. It has been called away from us. Things to think about: the obligation to sell the stock at any price if assigned, at any time up until the expiration date. And this is a key. You can be subject to early exercise. You could have the stock called away well in front of the expiration date of the option. You receive a premium. That's what we're looking to do. We want to keep the money in our pocket. So in this case, the time decay for the option is what we're looking for to have happen. So the risk is in the stock. Remember, it's up or down. We've got to be careful about that. If the stock price declines below the break-even, then a loss will result. Again, you've taken in some money, so you'll temper the loss a little bit, but at some point in time, you've got to step back and look at that security. And again, above the strike price, losses from the short call office offset profits from the long stock. Anytime that you sell an option and you take in premium, you've defined your potential profit by the premium that you've taken in. Just as the other side, when you go long an option, you define your potential risk by the premium that you've paid. On the sell side, you define your potential profit. So we're going to do a real quick case study. It's July, 43.50. We expect the stock to be between 40 and 45 sometime over the next 80 days. So that's our forecast. We've got the time in there. We've got the distance. Somewhere between 40 and 45, pretty neutral type of deal. So we buy 100 shares and sell one XYZ, October 45, call at 2:30. It's 80 days prior to our October expiration, and stock pays a dividend. Sell 45 call. Once again, we build in a little upside to our stock, but you can see our top end at 380. Okay, the different move, the stock movement taken away from us, plus our premium. Do a diagram, illustrates it that way a little better. The stock position here, we lose the stock after it goes through here. We know where our profit potential is for the covered call. This is still a managed position, because if that stock starts to move up, we've got to make some decisions. Do we want to cover out the call? Are we willing to lose the stock, or do we think it has higher upside potential? We need to make adjustments. Early assignment, as I mentioned, that is something that you need to be aware of. All equity options, stock options in the U.S., are American-style expiration. That means that they can be exercised at any time. The other side of that is called European. And that means you can only exercise it on the expiring option day. That will be mainly in your index option universe, not in the equity options. Early assignment can occur. There are certain conditions that I think you need to look at that put you more at risk than other times. And the primary reason, and let's think about this, if I'm going to exercise an option early, what have I just said? What has that told me about that underlying security and the option? It tells me that it's at least in the money. Why would I exercise it if it didn't have some intrinsic value? If, however, I exercise the option, what do I get for the stock? I get the strike price. What are the two elements of options premium? Intrinsic value and time value. If I exercise early, I get the stock at the strike price. I do not get the time premium. So I'm willing to give up that time premium in order to get that security, underlying security. Why would I do that? One reason could be because of a substantial dividend in the underlying stock that I could participate in that would perhaps offset the time value premium remaining. So when you go to do a covered call, look at the time period you want to do it and see if the underlying stock has a dividend during that time period and look at how large it may be. Doesn't mean you shouldn't do the covered call, but be aware of it being out there, that there's a potential for early exercise because of a dividend. The other area where that might occur is in your almost to expiration. We're almost to the finish line, and there's no time value remaining, but there is some intrinsic value. Somebody may exercise it early in the week rather than wait until the last day.
We hope that Part 6 helped you learn more about options fundamentals. Next in this series is the final chapter in this OIC Options Fundamentals podcast series. Please download Part 7 at www.optionseducation.org. And remember, we're here to help you get answers to your options-related questions. Just call us toll-free at 1-888-OPTIONS.